I forget they can't see.
Wow. Hi, I'm Mike.
I'm Ruth.
And we are at Martinwood.
Oh. Finally.
Finally. Oh my gosh, what a crazy day we had today.
It was awesome. It started at 6:30 this morning with you bouncing out of bed and getting us a cup of coffee, saying, well, I think I'm going to go out and shovel.
We had a blizzard yesterday.
Yes, we did.
And what ended up with, I don't know, 6-8 inches of snow?
At least, yeah.
At least. It was crazy, and we had to get going because, if I don't know if you know or not, I'm a pastor of a church, and Ruth is the program director, so anytime I've got to be there, she's got to be there.
Hey, you know what? I was so proud of you that we watched church after church after church closing go across the TV screen, and you are insistent, nope, we can get there. What if somebody comes to church that needs something?
Yeah.
That was really cool.
And maybe all they needed was to get in the door.
They just needed to know that the church was there for them. I mean, imagine if it's any kind of a day, but you really, you know, something happened, a crisis in your life, somebody died, somebody was in a car accident, you just got a bad report from the doctor, and maybe don't know the Lord, and the person thinks, you know, I think I'm going to go down to that little church on the corner this Sunday, and, you know, I just need to feel God, and they walk down and the door's locked.
Yep.
Wow. Seriously, I can't even imagine what that would be like if it was me.
Yep. And it was not easy getting there. We're what, 30 minutes? We're 30 minutes from our church, anywhere between 30 and 40 minutes to get there. And I mean, that's on clear roads that happens. And we left this morning. We couldn't even get out of our driveway until it was plowed.
Yeah, by you.
Yeah.
On the ATV. And then we still had trouble getting up the hill.
Yeah, we did. But we made it. And the interstate was no fun. There was ice and snow packed almost, I'd say about half the way.
Yeah.
And then it started clearing.
But you're a good driver.
Yeah.
All those years in the Colorado mountains.
Yeah. It helps sometimes like this.
Yes, it does. I see it come into play a lot. Well, just like the car that stopped in front of us, and you had to switch lanes really quick and started sliding, but you were able to pull it out and save the day.
Yeah, just barely. I couldn't believe all, you know, with it being as snowy as it is, they just stopped.
Yeah, exactly.
Our church is in Waterloo, Nebraska. It's Christian Church of Waterloo.
Buried under a bunch of snowdrifts right now. But, you know, it was the most amazing thing when we got there this morning. The driveway was all taken care of. Wonderful people in Waterloo that helped always make sure that that the church is there. And, you know, like I was saying, I can't imagine, you know, so many people are angry at God in the world, and they feel like God's forgotten them, and, you know, he doesn't care about them. And then, you know, like I was saying a minute ago, imagine reaching that point in your life where you're ready to reach out to God and the door of the church is locked.
Yep. Yep. And when we got there, even last week, the parking lot was cleared. We have a 21-space parking lot, and it's big.
Well, it is kind of funny that you can set your clock by Saturday snowstorms here this year. And even our piano player, Greta, said that she has missed 5 Sundays because of snow, and that she's never done that in her life. So...
And we're not talking snow.
Yeah, flakes.
Yeah, we're talking, yeah,
big. Mounds.
I'm like 6 feet tall, And they are piling snow higher than me. And, you know, I know if you're up in the Northeast in Connecticut, Michigan, Wisconsin, that's normal, but not here. Not in Nebraska.
I don't remember snow like this since I was a kid, but I was only 3 foot tall, so.
And right now, it's like, it's snowing about every 2 to 3 days.
Yep, Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Yeah, there you go, Wednesdays and Saturdays.
We almost missed Kids Club this week because school was closed.
Yep.
Because of snow, and, you know, it's like, well, personally, I have to admit, Wednesday, I would have stayed home. I was ready to stay home. Sunday, we had snow last Sunday and got that all taken care of. You got everything all blown out here, or plowed out. We did your parents, 2 houses, and then came home and kind of hit out for Monday and Tuesday. And then Wednesday, a snowstorm.
So, well, it was Tuesday night.
Yep. I would have stayed home on Wednesday, I admit it, but you said, nope, we're going. And it was so funny because one of the members and cooks, they're wonderful. Wonderful gal, Teresa. She sent.
What about Teresa?
She sent me a text. By the way, school's closed at DC West. And I texted her back. I know, but Mike says we have to go anyway, or that we're going anyway. And she sent back a text saying, I figured you'd be there. I'll see you at 4:30.
Yeah.
So she came down and cooked for the kids. And we actually had 8 kids that showed up. So.
And those 8 kids wouldn't have had anything to do if we wouldn't have been there.
Exactly.
And we got to do crafts and a Bible story. And
the relay game that we played, that was a real hit.
The fish and
loaves and fishes story.
Yeah, loaves and fishes. So that worked out really well. And then today what I did was I wrapped up our series on love, because this is love month.
Yep, the summum bonum.
Summum bonum. Summum bonum.
And what does that mean?
It is the supreme good. And what we did was we talked about 1 Corinthians 13, and we tied that with The Greatest Thing in the World, which was written by Henry Drummond. And I kind of went through that. And in Henry's book, he talks a lot. Well, what he does is he refers back to the Bible. It's very biblical. And so I wanted to stick with that, and I wanted to show people a different side of love, a side of love that a lot of people don't think about. They think about the hug, hug, kiss, kiss love, but they don't really think about that is the greatest thing ever is love. Okay. And so one of my first sermon is up. I was producing my second sermon. So I've still got to get my third and fourth one done and get that on Anchor also.
Well, and I just loved, I hope that there's some way that you'll be able to put up your pyramid. That was so powerful of how prism, the
spectrum of love.
Yes.
And what she's talking about is, you know, just as you, love is a compound thing, just like light is compound. But what we see is we see white light, but when you put it through a prism, it breaks off into the colors of the rainbow, yellow, red, green, blue, you know, all the different colors. Well, the same thing happens with love, is if you took love and put it through a prism, put it through you, what comes out on the other side? Paul mentions 9 virtues, patience, kindness, godliness, sincerity, and on and on. And what do you see coming out of this spectrum of love? What are your strong points, and what are the things that you still need to work on. And what we found is that the better relationship that people have with God, the more you will see those nine virtues. Those nine virtues, 1 Corinthians 13, 3, I think it's 13, 3, 13, 8.
Well, and the thing about it that
13:3
that I thought was something that we read the other night that said, if you are having problems in a relationship, then you need to go to God and ask, where's my relationship breaking down with you, you know, with God. And to me, that was, I probably didn't say it the right way that he said it in the book, but wow, to me, that was the most powerful thing. So when I'm feeling angry at you, Mike, or when I'm upset with you about something, or, you know, I need to go to God and say, God, what's going on with me that's causing me to be affected this way by whatever it is? And right. And I think that's so powerful because we have a tendency, and I think media and all of that has a way of putting, what about me? What about, you know, Joyce Myers? What about me? What about me? Her, you know, and it's like, it's really not about me. It's about us and about God first.
Yep. Okay. We need to wrap it up.
Listen to those sermons on love. They are really good, guys.
Well, thank you. Thank you. All inspired by God.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to let you go. I think we've got about 2-3 feet of snow outside and
wind blowing.
Yep. And we're going to hunker down and
for a couple hours till we go to a birthday party.
Yep. Yep. So, all right. This is Mike.
And I'm Ruth.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.